The rapidly accelerating presidential primary schedule is frustrating some members of Congress. They want to change the system and used a Senate hearing yesterday to address the issue. However, there's little agreement on what changes to make. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
For the most part, the hearing was a chance to vent. It seems no one's happy with the current system, with states scheduling earlier and earlier primaries in an effort to stay relevant. So much so that
already California and 17 other states are set to vote on February 5th, a date that's now being called Super Duper Tuesday.
Actually, it will probably be even more super-duper than California Democrat Dianne Feinstein describes, with at least 20 states expected to vote that day. Several other states are planning to hold primaries or caucuses even earlier, possibly even late this year if things really get out of control.
Clearly, something needs to be done. The question is what?
Indeed, that's exactly the question. A number of senators want a regional primary system, with the country divided into four regions. Each region would hold a separate primary, 1 month apart, starting in March 2012. Who gets to go first would change from one presidential election to the next. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar says this would impose some order on what's become an increasingly chaotic primary season, with campaigns now in full swing more than a year before the election.
Voters will also be forced to vote on dates long before they traditionally paid attention to presidential politics and before they may be ready to do so. It's time to de-escalate the primary arms race.
But wait a minute, says Alaska Republican Ted Stevens, who cast a wary eye on a chart showing how the states would be grouped by region.
I'm a Westerner. I see 19 states that are all together, and California will determine what the outcome will be.
Wouldn't that be nice? Well,
again, Senator Feinstein.
That's what happens in terms of the Ninth Circuit anyway. We're dominated by California and everything we do in the West. Why should we be dominated in the selection of the president?
He says, if anything, states should be grouped according to population. That way, small states can have an impact. Northeastern University political scientist William Mayer says regional primaries have a number of potential problems.
But far and away the greatest, in my view, is simply that they give a huge and quite arbitrary advantage to whichever candidate happens to run best in whatever region goes first.
He says in 1992, for example, then Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton would probably still have won the Democratic nomination if the South voted first. But if the Northeast region was first, former Massachusetts Senator Paul Tsongas might have won. Or former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry if the Midwest went first.
That's what momentum is all about. That's why front-loading has become so severe.
Mayer also raised concerns about the constitutionality of Congress telling states and political parties when and how they should choose presidential nominees. And in fact, both the Democratic and Republican national committees sent letters to the Rules Committee, which held yesterday's hearing, objecting to any federal legislation. They say they're trying to fix the problem themselves, although they haven't had much luck so far, which is why Feinstein and others think, at the very least, Congress talking about doing something might prod states and political parties to find their own solution. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.